In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord expressed his thoughts concerning evil deeds and their consequences in the parable of the tenants in the vineyard. This parable is the prescribed reading on the church calendar for today, the 13th Sunday of Matthew. The image of the vineyard is a beloved one for the people of the lands of the Middle East and of the regions around the Mediterranean Sea. In fact, in the Old Testament, the prophets describe Israel as God's vineyard. In our Christian tradition, the church is referred to as the Lord's vineyard. So let's take a closer look. Jesus tells us a parable in this reading. An owner rents out a vineyard. Again and again, he sends messengers to collect the rent. Finally, he sends his son, feeling that they will respect him. Seeing the son, the tenants decide to kill him so that the inheritance will belong to them. The interpretation of the parable is this. The vineyard is the Jewish nation. The household who so carefully planted the vineyard, the householder who so carefully planted the vineyard and hedged it in and made everything ready for the time when it should bear fruit is God. This is the same God who chose the Jews to be his people, protecting them from their enemies, nurturing them in his truth, and training them in his ways. The cultivators to whom the vineyard was loaned are the Jewish leaders in the succeeding generations. The series of messengers who were sent by the householder to receive a percentage of the fruit of the vineyard are who were stoned and killed, and they are the prophets. These prophets were sent by God to Israel to speak his word and to remind them of their destiny. The householder's son, who was sent as a last appeal to them, is none other than Jesus himself. This parable is read on Tuesday of Holy Week, just before his crucifixion. It was designed to awaken the Pharisees, the scribes and the priests to the terrible sins they had committed in the past against the prophets and the great sin they were about to commit against God's own Son. Jesus has much to tell us in this parable about God, about man, and about himself. Here are five observations about what we learn from this parable. The first deals with God's love. When reading this parable, we all would have expected God to have put his foot down and have destroyed these wicked tenants. Instead, he repeatedly attempts to win them over by sending more and more messengers. This is exactly what he does with us. He gives us numerous and multiple chances. He constantly and repeatedly shows us his abundant love. God's love for man is truly incomprehensible. The parable tells us, secondly, of God's generosity. The vineyard was not a wilderness. It was already planted and equipped with everything that was necessary to make the work of the cultivators easy and profitable. God shows this same generosity to us. He gives us tasks to perform and the means to do them. He gives us the gift of life. He entrusts to our care this whole big, beautiful earth. He gives each one of us special talents. He endows us with a mind to solve difficult problems. God's generosity for us is great. In addition to God's love and generosity, the parable informs us of God's trust. The owner goes away and leaves the vineyard in sole possession of cultivators. They are under no restraint whatsoever. He trusts them completely. They have complete control. The generosity is also afforded to us, this specific generosity. God gives us freedom to live our lives as we choose. He endows us with the great gift of free will. The parable tells us of God's patience. The master sent messenger after messenger to collect his debt. Not once or twice, but countless times. He gave the cultivators the chance to pay the debt they owed. When the first messenger was abused, he did not treat them with vengeance. He gave them chance after chance. How wonderful is the patience of God. Even as we all fall through sin, He is always patient with us. And finally, the parable speaks of God's judgment. God, as I said, is extremely patient. We might even take advantage of His patience, and we do. However, in the end will come His judgment, and His judgment is just. God's forbearance is long, but in the end He acts. Having sent His Son into the world in the person of Jesus, God can do nothing more. There is no further appeal. Ultimately, we are all to be judged by our response to God's Son. So God is merciful, patient, generous, trusting, but He is also just. The cultivators thought that they could kill the Son and possess the vineyard for themselves. They must have thought that the owner was too far away to act or that he was dead. Even some people today feel that way about God. But He is still very much alive and in charge. Because of this, the day of reckoning always comes. He has placed us here in a position of trust. But one day He will return. And when He does, He will have the right to expect something from us. There's a great deal to be learned from this parable we heard today. Far from being an absentee landlord, God constantly is present, caring, loving, patient, generous, sending messenger after messenger, ultimately even His own Son, to offer us the gift of heaven. Therefore, it is incumbent on us, His followers, to accept Him, following His commandments and doing His will. Amen.